Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring Discover the Magic of Desert Superblooms. Learn how rain awakens dormant wildflower seeds in Death Valley for an explosion of colour. Educational STEM for families.
Hey there. I want you to use your imagination for a second. Try to picture a hot, dry, just completely empty desert.
Yeah, like just baked sand and cracked dirt as far as you can see.
Right. But now imagine blinking your eyes and suddenly, bam, that same brown desert is covered in a giant, like 150 square kilometer carpet of bright yellow, purple, pink, and white flowers.
It is entirely magical. I mean, it literally looks like a painting just exploded over the sand.
It really does. And today's deep dive is all about uncovering the secrets of a superbloom, specifically the massive 2026 flower explosion that is happening right now in Death Valley.
Which is so exciting, because what's really fascinating here is that the desert isn't empty at all. It's just Well, it's waiting for the perfect moment to come alive.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. We're going to learn how sleeping seeds wake up, how they grow at lightning speed, the awesome flying animal helpers that visit them, and how we can protect this fragile ecosystem as Earth explores.
I love that. And to understand this giant flower party, we actually have to look deep underground first at the seeds hiding in the sand.
Right, because most desert wildflowers, they spend years as tiny seeds, perfectly still, just like sleeping in the dirt.
Yeah. The science word for that is dormant. They are dormant. And they are wrapped in this super tough outer layer called a seed coat.
Which is so cool to think about. It's like they're wearing Tough Knight's armor or, I don't know, a really thick winter coat.
Oh, totally. Like armor. Because these plants are what we call annuals and ephemerals, which basically means they live for only a very short time, like just a few weeks, to do everything they need to do before they die.
Wow, just a few weeks.
Yeah, so that seed coat protects them from baking heat, harsh winds, and, you know, hungry animals while they wait for their big moment.
Okay, wait, I have a question, though. If they are locked inside this tough armor and buried in the dark dirt, how do they possibly know when it's safe to come out and grow?
Well, they are incredibly patient. I mean, sometimes they wait 10 whole years between superblooms, like the ones we had in 1998, 2005, 2016, and now 2026. They're waiting for a very specific wake-up call.
A wake-up call. I like that.
Yeah. It's basically a Goldilocks recipe.
Yeah.
The wake-up call needs three magical ingredients to happen all at once. If it's not absolutely perfect, the seed stays asleep.
Right. So ingredient number one is rain. But the source material says the desert needs at least a half inch of rain to wash away the tough seed coat.
Yeah, exactly. And in fall 2025, a storm brought over an inch, and then winter brought another 1.7 inches. It was actually the wettest November on record.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because, wait, a half inch of rain is tiny.
Right, it doesn't sound like much.
It's literally just a little puddle. Why is a half inch enough to trigger a massive superbloom across the whole desert?
Well, in a place as dry as Death Valley, even a half inch of water is like a giant feast for a tiny seed. It causes something called imbibing.
Imbibe.
That's a fun. Where it is. Imbibition just means the seed drinks up the water, swells up, and actually bursts out of its armor to wake up.
Whoa. So the water is the key to the lock.
Yes. But that brings us to ingredient number two. Temperature has to be warm, but not roasting hot.
Right, like Goldilocks. Not too hot, not too cold.
Exactly. In February to March 2026, it was a perfect 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. If it's too hot, the baby plants dry up.
Which brings up the third ingredient, calm winds. Because Death Valley gets crazy windstorm.
Oh, howling winds. And if it's too windy, those tiny baby plants will just blow right away. So rain, perfect warmth, and calm winds. It's a very fragile balance.
Super fragile, because didn't a heat wave mess things up recently?
Sadly, yes. A massive 115-degree heat wave actually ended the 2026 bloom early in some of the lowest, hottest spots. The plants just couldn't survive that heat.
So it's basically a race. Once the seeds break out of their armor, they know that the hot summer is coming, right?
Exactly. They have to grow faster than almost any other plant on Earth. It's a total sprint.
And the way they grow is wild. So the root, which is called a radical, shoots down into the dirt to drink water.
Right. Going deep.
And the tiny stem, called the plumule, pushes up toward the sun.
Yes. The leaves unfold to make food using sunlight. That's photosynthesis. And then they quickly form flower buds.
It's totally like they're building two tiny elevators moving at the same time, one going down to the basement for water and one going up to the roof for sunlight.
Oh, that is the perfect way to picture it. Two tiny elevators.
And this race happens in stages, right? depending on where they are in the desert.
Yeah, timing by elevation. So the lowest valleys, they warmed up first and bloomed back in mid-February with desert gold and phacelia flowers.
But right now, since it's June 2026, the high mountaintops are still blooming.
Yep. Up in the cooler mountains, you can still find purple sage and penstemon popping up.
That is just so cool. But wait, I have another question. Since they only have a few weeks to live, how do they make sure there will be another super bloom 10 years from now?
That is the big question. And the answer is they don't do it alone. They have best friends.
Best friends.
Yeah, the flying animal helpers. The plants and animals team up to make new seeds before the desert dries up again.
Oh, right. Because the flowers produce a super sweet juice called nectar.
Exactly. Nectar is like an energy drink for animals. So bugs and birds come to drink the nectar. And while they're drinking, they get covered in this special tiny powder called pollen.
And they accidentally carry that pollen to the next flower they visit.
Right. And that teamwork is called pollination. It allows the plant to make brand new seeds.
So what does this all mean? The flowers are basically opening up tiny pop-up restaurants with free sweet drinks just to trick bugs into carrying their pollen luggage to the next town.
Yes, I love that. Free drinks for carrying the luggage.
It's a genius business plan.
It really is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it is the ultimate teamwork.
Yep.
You have bees collecting pollen, butterflies sipping nectar, and flying super long distances.
Oh, and the hummingbirds. They use those long beaks to reach deep into the really tall flowers.
Yes, and my absolute favorite, the night shift.
Wait, there's a night shift.
Oh, totally. Some flowers only open in the dark so they don't lose water to the hot sun. So there are moths that actually work the night shift to fly around and pollinate them under the moon.
Wow. Moths working the night shift at a pop-up restaurant. I mean, without these 30 or 40 species of flowers feeding the animals and the animals carrying the pollen, there would be no new seeds dropped in the sand for the future.
Exactly. The whole cycle would just stop, which is why protecting this ecosystem is so important.
Right, because since the plants and animals are working so hard to make the next super bloom happen, we have a job to do as well, like as Earth explorers.
We really do.
Yeah.
And the park rangers in Death Valley have some very simple rules for us to follow to protect the desert.
Okay, let's hear them. First rule, stay on the roads and trails.
Right. Because if you wander off the trail, you might accidentally step on those tiny baby plants using their elevators under the dirt. You can squish them before they even pop up.
Oh no, we definitely don't want to squish the elevators. What's the next rule?
Do not pick the flowers.
Which makes sense. I mean, it's kind of like looking at a beautiful painting in a museum. You can take pictures and look at it all day, but you definitely can't rip a piece of the canvas off to take home.
That is a great rule to live by. Because picking a flower means you are literally stealing the seeds for the next super bloom. The hummingbirds and butterflies need them.
Yeah, leave the nectar for the night shift moths.
Exactly.
Mm.
Plus, there's a good reason not to touch them. Some plants, like the purple phacelia, will make your skin super itchy. Sort of like poison ivy.
Yikes. So stay on the trail. Don't pick the flowers. Don't get an itchy rash. Any other rules?
Just the classic one. Always pick up your trash. Trash can hurt the soil and the animal helpers.
Good to know. Well, this has been an incredible journey. I mean, we learned about tough little seeds sleeping in the dirt for a whole decade.
Wearing their heavy armor.
Right. Waiting for that magic half inch of rain to wash it away. Then racing to grow elevators up and down, teaming up with hummingbirds and night shift moths.
And finally, leaving tiny new seeds behind in the sand to start the whole cycle all over again. It's pure desert magic.
It really is.
You know, before we go, I have a question for you to think about.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, since we know these seeds can sleep in the hot sand for over 10 years waiting for the perfect storm, it makes me wonder, is there a tiny, invisible seed sleeping out in Death Valley right now that won't wake up until you are all grown up?
Whoa, a seed just waiting for me to grow up. That is a wild thought.
It's out there, just waiting for its Goldilocks moment.
Well, thank you so much to our listener for joining us on this deep dive today. We hope you stay insanely curious about the amazing science happening right in your own backyard or even in the middle of the desert.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.